This
is
an inconvenient belief.
We are 1 week closer to the draft, and we are 1 week further along in our draft preparation. And we have also made an investment. I'll let Willis talk about that because it's very exciting.
We have made an investment in some actual research for the pod after using the Pro Football Focus draft. What is it? Simulator? What do they call it? Yes, NFL Mock Draft Simulator. We got the full stats package. We are ready to go, Zach. We've got some numbers. We may or may not know how to interpret them, but you're an accountant, so I feel like we're in good shape.
I will do what I can to interpret the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So PFF is the name of the site. There seems to be a wealth of information on here. There's an unbelievable amount of information for an NFL draft. It impresses me that people have time to dedicate to this website.
Mm-hmm. They do get paid, you know?
Right. They get paid and the website looks great. But like, I guarantee if you walk down the street and ask 50 people if they heard of PFF, and everyone's going to say, absolutely not. Never heard of it.
You know, who's the boss of PFF?
Is it you? I'm just insulting you right now.
No, that would be better than a lot of other possible roads for me, but unfortunately not. Would you like to guess again, Zach?
Is it Jeff Bezos?
It's Chris Collinsworth.
We invested in something that Chris Collinsworth owns and you didn't consult me.
He owns it.
I'm just kidding around.
Wait, are you anti-Chris Collinsworth? Have we talked about this?
I don't know if we have. He is my machismo. I hate that guy.
Oh, really?
I hate everything about that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
No, it's fine. I mean, as long as he isn't speaking, honestly, I don't have a problem with him. So as long as he's not like narrating our draft tonight, I don't really have a problem with Chris Collinsworth at all.
Well, now have grades for every single NFL player on every single play, courtesy of Chris Collinsworth. He personally does every single grade. That's not true.
Yes, this is a good strategy because previous to this, our strategy was just to use Wikipedia to the extent that it existed, as well as the height and weight of the player. So I'm glad that we will have more resources at our disposal tonight. So, well, I need your help with something else. And for anyone that's just tuning in this week and didn't listen to last week's episode, we're basically just going to do a mock Giants draft. We are each going to pick different players. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, why are they going to do it again if they did it last week?
Fair.
The reason for that is because I forget the name of this, the randomness setting. There is a randomness setting that you can assign to your draft. We turned the randomness setting, I believe, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of turning it all the way down, we ended up with the exact same draft class.
Not exact same.
It was extreme. Oh, sorry. No, our draft classes were slightly different.
Slightly different.
But our players to choose from each round were identical with the exception of the one player that we picked. So if that happened to be different. So this week, I believe we're going to modify some of the settings, especially randomness. And Willis, I think we should do a slightly different randomness. So like if yours goes all the way to the more random side, mine's like a few clicks below it.
Mm.
Just to make sure they aren't identical, you know?
Yeah, although if you dial up the randomness, it should yield different classes, you know what I mean?
I would hope so. We'll find out. All right, fine. We'll both go to all the way up.
I guess we don't know the actual algorithm underneath this. I would think that if you dial up randomness, it's like actual randomness. They're using like random number generator. You know what I mean?
True.
But I don't know. It's a good question.
We're going to ask Chris. We have Chris on the line. He's going to let us know. Just kidding. Chris Collinsworth is not on the line.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day. I'm sure he's an avid listener. You know, he's never said anything, but I'm sure he is.
He probably is. All right. So speed has got to be all the way up. No question. 7 rounds. Why wouldn't you do 7 rounds? Care for positional value. I think we'd want that higher, right? Like, I feel like, why wouldn't you want that? Like, isn't that just like a true draft? Like, positional value matters?
Yeah, I mean, I wish they explained this stuff more. This is my number one criticism of this thing, is like, we generally know what that means, sure. But, like, I'm assuming positional value is the PFF analytics positional value, right? Because presumably every team will have slightly different positional values, so they have to standardize on something. It's probably what they found in their own analysis, but it's not totally clear. But yeah, I think that should be relatively high, right? My only reluctance there is that I think a lot of NFL teams don't really give a shit about positional value and are like, you know, hypothetically speaking, drafting running backs number 2 overall.
No, that's very true. I was coming at it more from the angle of like, and this could be wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you know how like when you do a Madden fantasy draft, for example?
Of course.
There are certain kickers, such as like Adam Vinatieri in 2004, that are 99.
Yeah.
But no matter, and like if you were to rank all the players top to bottom, it's going to throw Adam Vinatieri like the top 10 players.
Yeah, go.
But nobody in their right mind is drafting, even though he's a 99, Adam Vinatieri in the first round.
Speak for yourself, but yes, I see your point.
Yes, I will speak for myself on that one. There are a lot of guys out there who obviously would take Vinatieri,
give me
no
the
question,
yeah,
first overall. But
0th overall. Give me above 1.
Yeah. For a wild child like me who's not going to do that, is going to go rogue with a quarterback or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I feel like it might, like, it assigns a positional value to kicker. It's like, okay, even though this guy's amazing, he's not going to go in the first 4 rounds.
Right, right.
So I would say we go right in the middle on it, and then maybe a click, like one click above maybe. Or do you want to just go right in the middle?
Let's go one to the right of the middle, so one higher.
Okay. That's what I did.
Okay.
All right. Now, draft for needs. Isn't that up to us? I guess.
The
who
other
the
teams.
Team, who,
yeah.
the, who the... Okay. Given this is fake, I don't need anything. All right.
I mean, it's tricky because, like, you really shouldn't be doing this if you're a smart team. You know, you really just want to get the best guys. I mean, within reason, but generally you just want the best players.
Yeah, I think it depends on how big your need is. Should we do a little higher than the positional value one, or do you want to go a little higher than that even? Do you want to go all
mine,
the way to the top?
I can't tell if this is a persistent setting or not, but mine defaulted to one click above where we put positional value.
That's where mine started off as well. So I think that was the default. So
all
do you
right.
want to go one above that, or do you want to keep it there?
Let's leave it there. That seems reasonable. So for those of you listening at home, this is like roughly 70-75% toward more drafting for needs rather than less. Yeah, that seems good. I don't know. How you feel about it?
I love it.
All right.
And then we've got public versus PFF board, which is a clear, like, I have no idea what that means.
This is like for the teams,
oh,
that, aren't,
like
the teams
the
that aren't you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's airing more towards public versus it's like almost it's like probably 2 clicks above the bottom, which is public. So I think that's fine. I don't know what you would think.
Yeah, I think that's fine too.
All right. And then the speed I have cranked all the way up. Want it to be super speedy.
Yep. All right, randomness. Where are we putting randomness, Zach?
Oh, I cranked mine all the way to the top at more, but
ooh,
that was just like an aggressive start. We pulled ours all the way down last time, right?
Okay, I'll do 50%. You do 100%. We'll see what happens.
How about I do like 75?
Okay.
Like, I'll do 75 and then you can do 50.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then we got to choose our team. I would say we should go with the New York Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to throw in a wrinkle though. I'm going to go Giants, picking number 11, and I am also going to go New England Patriots, 15, baby. Here we go.
Oh, we're going to do two simultaneous drafts?
I mean, you don't have to do Pats, but I'm doing Pats as well.
All right, I'll
do Pats.
You
can be Cardinals. Do Cardinals.
I'll do the Cardinals, but I just don't know if we're going to have enough time to do, like, two different teams. Like, I would say we'll talk about the Giants players.
Yes.
And we'll just acknowledge the Cardinals guy that we took.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, we'll do a terrible job on the other teams, and we won't really talk about it, but we'll do it anyway.
I love it. I feel like I'm going to get mixed up here, and I'm going to forget.
It's all part of the fun. It's all part of the fun.
All right, anything could happen. We're entering the draft. The Giants are up. No, they're not. Hold on. Now the Giants are up. Ooh, this is interesting.
This is interesting.
All right. I have my Giants pick done. And now the Cardinals are on the clock. No, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
I will tell you that I picked the best overall athlete, but I really liked the pick.
Oh. All right. Let's talk. What you got, Sam?
All right. So for the New York Giants, first overall pick in this draft, I went with Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida.
Love it.
So I was very strongly considering taking Jalen Waddle from Alabama instead. Mostly, I feel like the bigger the player, the better the player. I've just noticed that. That's a crazy thing to say, because guys like Odell Beckham weren't that big and they did great. Jalen Waddle is tiny. Tiny. This guy's 5'10", 182. I think you're taller than 5'10".
Oh, yeah, by 5 inches.
Yeah. So if Willis is bigger than Jalen Waddle, you got to go with Willis. Now, unfortunately, Willis is not in the NFL.
No, but I would say it's fortunate. Yeah.
It's fortunate. But, like, I just feel like the short receiver for the Giants is not what they need right now, but they're lacking on tight end pretty strongly. And I think that this guy from Florida, Kyle Pitts, just has so much to him. So he has a receiving grade on this website of a 96. So this guy has great hands, which is what Evan Engram clearly lacks. He is 6'6", 240. So obviously he's got size. It says his biggest weakness is size, which I'm kind of confused at, because 6'6", 240 is pretty big, I think. Maybe it's not. But I would think somebody that's that big could block, could do okay. His yards per route run is like 3.26, which is honestly what Daniel Jones needs. Just like a safety option. Somebody who can just hang back and an insurance policy, if you will. And I'm just trying to see what they wrote up about him here. This is a kind of an interesting whoever wrote this is not a big fan of drafting a tight end early, so they don't love it. But his yards after catch is 6 yards. He's forced 5 missed tackles in his college career, 10 deep catches, which is first, 331 deep yards, and 11 contested catches. Against the tight ends of 20-plus targets. I think this guy is going to be a good pick, and I'll end it there.
Yeah, that's definitely the right pick. He was not available for me. If he had been, he would absolutely have been my pick. I love it, Zach. On my draft, because the randomness is cranked up, we're not going to go through the exact order, but Trevor Lawrence was not the number one pick in mine, which tells you a lot about what's going on here. It was Zach Wilson. So Chase was gone, as I mentioned. Pitts was gone. I did not have any of the real offensive weapons available. All of the wide receivers and tight ends were gone. And so it was more or less between Micah Parsons, the Penn State linebacker, Patrick Surtain, the second cornerback out of Alabama, or Rashawn Slater, tackle Northwestern. And I went with the last. Now, this is the guy who came up last week, and I thought it would be better to go cornerback. So maybe I'm just mixing things up for the sake of mixing things up. I don't know. But Rashawn Slater has grown on me. He played left tackle in his last year in college football. He opted out in 2020, but in 2019 at Northwestern, he was a left tackle. He was a right tackle the year before that. There are pretty significant questions about whether he can stay a tackle, But I don't really think it matters for the Giants. Obviously, you'd rather have a guy play well at tackle than play as well at guard. But even if he plays guard, I mean, fine. As we've talked about over and over and over again, the offensive line is just, it still needs help. It's getting incrementally better, but it's still not good. And, you know, I don't really want Micah Parsons at that spot. I would be perfectly happy with Patrick Surtain for all the reasons I talked about last week. But I figured, oh, okay, we'll go with Rashawn Slater here. All right.
Yep.
Who'd you pick for the Cardinals, Zach? Pick number 16.
I was actually going to take Rashawn Slater, but I backed off at the last second and took Christian Barmore, who's a defensive line, I believe, on Alabama. Yeah.
I took Mac Jones for the Patriots, number 15.
That's who took them in my draft.
Mm.
I wonder if you are actually drafting in my draft.
It's a little inception action. I do want to say one thing before we move on. I know we're talking about these picks, but there has been so much talk about Belichick taking Mac Jones at 15 or maybe trading up or whatever he probably has to trade up. But while that would not surprise me, the fact that Mac Jones is just a sort of like not fit white guy, which also was Tom Brady 20 some years ago, it does not to me say this will absolutely happen. Like Bill Belichick is just committed to guys who can't run. Like I'm not convinced at all, but I'm pretty confident that they're going to have to get a quarterback somewhere in this draft. Obviously you feel a lot better about it earlier than later. And Mac Jones was basically the last top tier quarterback remaining. Lance, Fields, and then the top two, as I mentioned earlier, were all gone. So, all right, on to round two.
Yep, sounds good. And I wish I had more to talk about with Belichick's quarterback situation, but I genuinely have no clue what he's going to do. But what you said sounded very reasonable.
So I mean, I don't either. I don't think any honest person can really claim that they do. But yeah, we'll see. I think the Mac Jones thing might be a little overhyped, but it made sense here.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to say before we move on, because this guy is up in my draft. I may or may not take him. Asante Samuel's child is right now in the draft.
Yep.
I can't believe we're this old. That is crazy.
Dude, also J.C. Horn, the cornerback, is Joe Horn's son.
That's wild, too.
Yeah. We're getting old, man.
I feel like Joe Horn at least was like old when I first started watching football. Asante Samuel picked off Eli like 10 years ago. Like, not even.
Yeah.
Although I guess he was like a veteran at that point, and that was 10 years ago. So he could have been 30 10 years ago, and now he's 40. So his kid could be like 18. So it's not that crazy, actually. All right. Let's keep going. Draft two, or round two. Here we go.
I'm locked in.
I am locked in for my first pick. And I am now locked in for my second pick. This site is definitely more fun when you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
There's a lot more going on it.
There's a lot more going on.
Out of curiosity, how long is our subscription to this? Like, is it like a month or are we locked into this for like a year?
Oh, no, it's 3 days long.
Okay, so.
It's $140 for 3 days.
For 3 days.
Yeah. No, it's a year.
It is a full year?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
To be clear, it's all of their features. It's not just the draft stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start trying to figure out how to use this more for the rest of the season.
Yeah, man.
It is pretty cool.
We're upgrading the pod. I have no fucking clue who to... Pardon my French. Actually, I don't really care.
Wait, I thought you said you were locked in.
Well, for the Giants, but now I got the Pats, and I just... You know, when you... We know the Giants so much better than even our second favorite team, the New England Patriots. I don't really know what to do here. Okay, this is a Belichick pick. All right, who you got in the second round, Zach?
So, in the second round of the draft, I took... Oh, man, I'm yawning here. I think this is the same guy I took last week, Walker Little, from your alma mater, Stanford. at tackle. Walker, so Giants can always use somebody on the line. Just always. He's 6'7", 309. He's a big dude. I'm not sure if that's good that he's tall. I feel like if you're tall and heavy, it's not as good as being short and heavy for a lineman, but I don't know. That could be completely inaccurate. I'm not a football expert by any means. My mic just fell over, so if you just heard a boom, that's what that was. Apparently, according to this website, he looks like a rocked-up tight end. Impressive muscle distribution throughout frame. Anchor that could keep a cruise ship in place. So obviously he's pretty strong if he's keeping cruise ships in place. It also seems slightly inaccurate, but that is the possibility.
Mm-hmm. Slightly.
Right. They say feet you don't usually see for a 6'7" tackle, stellar mirror ability. So I guess they're agreeing that you typically don't see, like, it's not always the best to be that tall to be a tackle, but they do say that works to his advantage in some ways. So that's my pick, and I'll pass it off to you.
I love Walker Little, as we talked about. I think it's a great pick. It's a great pick. The only reason I didn't take him is because I took Rashawn Slater in the first round, but I would be thrilled if the Giants got him. My pick, again, because I already spent one pick on the offensive line, was wide receiver from Ole Miss, Elijah Moore, 5'9", 185, so another small receiver. He is almost certainly going to be a slot receiver in the NFL. There's some thinking that he could play on the outside, but even if he's only ever a slot, he's going to be a hell of a slot receiver. The comp that they have here on PFF Scouting Report is a faster Cole Beasley, which is very exciting. He's tough. His negatives are that he's small, but he's a slot receiver. I don't mind a 5'9" slot receiver. And he's just been extremely effective. So it's another weapon. I think, you know, one thing that I don't even know if we've said this on the pod, but you and I have definitely talked about it, is as much as the Giants need to keep getting better, I think it's also very important that they give zero excuses for Danny Dimes, because if, you know, he has better protection, he's got a few more guys to pass to, and they've done some of that in free agency, obviously, between Rudolph and Galladay. We're going to be able to know after this coming year, Danny's third season, if he's good or not, and whether they should get another quarterback after this year. And so just adding dudes who can catch the ball and move is a big part of that. So I like this for both reasons, just organizational infrastructure and really testing if Jones is good.
I love that pick, and I love it so much that I drafted him for Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
What a segue, too.
What a segue. Who'd you draft for Bill Belichick?
Well, the good news is Bill Belichick forfeited. Oh, no. I'm getting ahead of myself. Pick 46 overall. Another guy we talked about last week, Jamin Davis, Kentucky linebacker.
Oh, he's still available in mine.
This guy slips in a lot of these. I don't know why.
I don't think they would ever do what they have him doing. They have him taking Travis. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I think it's Etienne.
Yeah.
He's a running back on Clemson. With James White there and with, I feel like Belichick will never draft a running back.
No.
Before round seven. Like, I just feel like he might get one in the free agency. I feel like he's a big free agency running back guy.
Yeah, he'll but find the guy in the parking lot. Yeah.
Exactly. He's not he's not looking for the running back to change his whole offense, which, to his credit, it doesn't really work for any team in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like 20 years ago during the days of LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh.
And Jamal Lewis.
Loved LT.
I miss those days when, like, fantasy draft, like on fantasy draft night, when you would have your draft. I said the word draft in fantasy way too many times now, but when, like, the first 15 picks were just straight running backs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There were so many. Now there's like two running backs in the league you take overall, and then there's like, it's just receivers and quarterbacks for the next 15 picks. All right, we're in round three, and I have made my New York Giants pick. Oh, and actually, the Arizona Cardinals do not have a pick in the third round. So
I've made my pick, Zach.
Okay. Why don't you go first this time?
Oh, boy. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it at all. Nonetheless, I have picked another Kentucky defender, this time Kelvin Joseph, cornerback. 6'1", 192, redshirt sophomore. He's extremely inconsistent, but he's got a couple of... So, I mean, this is what scares me, a super inconsistent cornerback for the Giants. I mean, we've never heard this before. But had a couple of games, including one at Alabama, in which he looked really quite good. Quite good. I think if you're picking a corner in the third round, you're certainly not like, expecting a guy to come in and just be absolute fire. But it's still a position where the Giants need depth. It's a position that they've struggled at just constantly for years now. So if you take a chance on a guy who has a lot of athletic skills and may or may not put it together, but if he does, you get an absolute steal in the third round. I think that looks pretty good. And at least in my draft, you know, the positions where the Giants could really stand to improve, namely edge rusher after the first two positions I drafted in the first two rounds, there were just no edge rushers that were valuable given the draft position. So that's my thinking on here. Kelvin Joseph, cornerback.
Yep. No, they're going to need one. I mean, honestly, it's just crazy to say it, but it's just so true. It's like the teams that have the best offensive, I say offensive lines, and I don't know if you need necessarily a defensive line, which you do, but you definitely need a defensive pass rush of some kind, whether it's corner blitzes, safety blitzes, linebacker blitzes, or your line. You need to be able to get to the quarterback. And as you just put it, yeah, like that's critical. So if this guy can edge rush, we're good with it. I took a guy from the same school as you, but different position.
Mm.
I took Jamin Davis out of Kentucky.
I've heard that name before.
Yeah. So what's crazy is apparently he only has one season of football under his belt. But when I was a freshman at the University of Miami, my alma mater, Jimmy Graham only had one season under his belt, and he became a tremendous tight end. So I'm not going to discredit Jamin Davis for only having 1 year. Now, he is a linebacker, and it's pretty lean for a linebacker, which I generally don't like. Now, that being – he's 6'4", 234. Now, that being said, the pros on this site, according to Chris Collinsworth, long-limbed and lean, he has the type of build so many are looking for at the position. Now, something that my dad complains about a lot, and it's very valid, is that – we've always had a problem on the Giants with the linebackers covering anybody, whether it's receivers or tight ends. We just – there's no linebacker coverage. And I feel like that could be maybe because our strategy has always been to get these big, stocky, Ray Lewis-looking linebackers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And maybe that's the problem. It's like we're not picking guys that are really meant for coverage. So it could be a good mix-up to get a guy with this in our linebacker scheme that could cover some tight ends and receivers.
Yep, I like that. I like
and
it, Zach.
I can't even tell you who the Cardinals are picking because they didn't pick anybody. Who did the Patriots pick?
The Patriots picked what I think is an absolute steal, if I say so myself. Would you like to guess? It is Trevor Lawrence, baby. Brady Christensen, tackle, BYU. Pretty good tackle.
I think one of us took him last week. Maybe both of us.
Yeah. There's thinking that he won't be able to be a tackle, kind of like what we talked about with Slater, that he'll have to move inside. But, I mean, who cares? You're fairly far deep into the draft at this point. If you get a quality offensive lineman, it doesn't really matter if he's a tackle or not. You know, if you're picking the top five, different story. But, yeah, this feels like a good value Belichick pick.
I agree. I've got my Giants pick done. Very easy.
I'm going a little off the beaten path here.
You got a 99 kicker under your belt over there?
Yes.
I took Jamar Johnson, who's a safety on Indiana. I just feel like they could use help in the secondary. He was the best available athlete at the time. It was between him and a cornerback. Actually, the guy that you just took in the last round was still available. I could have taken him, but I just feel like the Giants always like need a good safety to account for the fact that our cornerbacks are terrible. And getting a cornerback this late in the draft, he's going to be terrible. So I just this guy, I feel like safety's a little less pressure. He's a graceful athlete with great hips, which I don't know if they're referring to his dancing ability, his golf swing ability.
Sure.
But he's got great hips. He can shake his hips a lot. listen to this. Ridiculous hip flip to pick off Justin Fields in 2020. I don't know what the hip flip is, but he could do it. He's got quiet feet in his pedals and shuffles, ready to explode out at any moment.
God.
This is like the most ridiculous pro I've ever seen. The hip flip. Made wow plays on the football field from every conceivable safety role. His cons, apparently he always had a lot of missed tackles, which the Giants never have a problem with that, so whatever. That was sarcasm. Such limited experience. Only 796 snaps in his career. To me, that doesn't sound like limited experience, but maybe it is.
It's a season. It's a season.
Okay. And then not a particularly physical player, more finesse space. So, you know, if he's going to get interceptions for us, I don't care. Would you tell like that's what this guy would be? He's an interceptions guy. So I'm okay with him.
Yep. Fair enough, Zach.
One more thing. His biggest strength in like the – that's the pros cons. If you go to like the key – like the summary, biggest strength, hips. Like I didn't realize that hips was such a big thing for safeties. Did you know this?
Well, yeah, kind of all secondary players. They're kind of, you know, flipping the hips a lot.
I didn't know that. News to me.
Got
to
be right. Flexible.
You got to have good hips.
Got to have the good hips. My selection at number 116. I don't feel great about this, but I'm taking a chance on Chris Rumpf II, edge rusher from Duke, redshirt junior, 6'4", 235. He is not big. I mean, he, to your point before, he has very, very, very little experience in pass coverage. He doesn't do well against blocks. He's not especially athletic. My thinking here is basically the Giants need a little more kind of defensive depth in the box, certainly at edge rusher. At this point in the draft, I had not taken any other edge rushers for them, and they got to get some people in the building, even if they're just flyers. I think this guy's basically a flyer / special teams player. His games in 2020 were very all over the place, and even the best ones weren't that great. But he played very poorly against Notre Dame. He played very poorly against Florida State. But then had like pretty good games against your alma mater, the U, against Syracuse, against North Carolina. You know, some decent teams in there. Yeah, I don't feel great about this, but you know, didn't want to keep doubling down on these positions that they've already somewhat addressed and just have a logjam of rookies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little jealous of your draft, and I'll explain because you've really stacked in the D line, and I feel like I have had no success in the D line yet.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, well, this is the only guy like on the D-line proper that I've picked so far.
I thought you got an edge rusher earlier. You didn't get one earlier? Maybe God, that was on the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots did.
Oh, see, this is what I said was going to happen. And now we're forgetting.
Yeah, it is.
My fault.
Yeah, like Jamin Davis, the linebacker. Who else did we get in here? Oh, I picked a cornerback, Kelvin Joseph. You were talking about the blitz ability there.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. All right, never mind. My Arizona pick was a very memorable player. And for that reason, I do not remember who I took. At all. Oh, I took Kelvin Joseph.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch here. The Pats have three picks in this round. So at pick 120 overall, I took Jamar Johnson, as you took a minute ago. two picks later at 122, I took Josh Palmer, who you took last week for the Giants. And then at 139 overall, Stone Forsyth, tackle from Florida.
Gotcha. So now we're in round six.
The Pats have a round five pick.
Right. No, the one you just mentioned was your round five, right? Or did you just
No, those were all four. Those were all round four.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Belichick, baby.
All right. So now you get to do a round five. I do not. I do, but I just said it, I think.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Semi Fehoko, wide receiver, Stanford, for the Pats. I think this is the kind of player that Belichick could like. He's pretty versatile. He's big, 6'4", 227, but also fast. Was productive this year. Drops the ball too much, but I think he could get moved around pretty effectively in the Patriots scheme. I already talked too much. I should have just said his name and moved on, but that's it.
No, not at all. Not at all. So now we're up to round six. I'm on pick 196. But you're probably on pick 188.
Sure am.
All right. Do your 188.
It is Jonathan Cooper, edge rusher, Ohio State.
Oh, now you're loading up the edge rushers.
All right, to the Giants at 196.
I like my pick on this one. Chris Collinsworth doesn't, but I like it.
I tell you what, man, as we talked about last week, you get to a certain point in the draft where everyone's got something going on, and not in a good way.
I wonder if GMs are like this. They get to like the seventh round and they're like, does he have a Wikipedia page?
All right. I've made 196.
All right. I took Bobby Brown III. Given that I have not touched our defensive line this entire draft, I think my last draft was better, honestly, but, This guy has the tools to be a playmaking nose tackle, but his inconsistent, undisciplined play style won't garner him too many fans. This guy is an inside defensive lineman. Apparently, he turns into an immovable object when he wants to. Now, that would be a pro, that's in the pros. That would be a pro if he was an offensive lineman. I don't know if you want a defensive lineman to be an immovable object.
Well, I guess on run defense, that's pretty useful.
That's true. That's true. Yes. And then he has easy block shedding ability. Upper arm strength matches lower body. There's a lot of info on here about all these players. Like, who went and researched all of this?
It's like impressive. We got our own scout team, man. An inconvenient scout.
An inconvenient scout. Oh, this is pretty convenient, but.
That's awesome. A good point. That's a good point.
This is just awesome. Like, how do I work for this site? Just fly around to schools and look at players, just write a bunch of stuff about each one of them. It's kind of cool.
Just call up your friend Chris.
This is awesome, man. Maybe it's all over the phone. He just makes some phone calls.
What's going on here, bucko?
Yeah. Give me the rundown on Bobby Brown. All right, I'm done. You're up.
All right. With... God, what number are we on here? 190s with the 196th pick in the draft. The fake New York Giants, completely controlled by me, select Justin Hilliard, linebacker, Ohio State. This guy's got a lot of promise. Athletic, explosive, 6'1", 231. Fights through blocks very effectively. His biggest problems are he's not long enough. Again, 6'1". And... he gets hurt seriously, consistently, which is a problem, but extremely scheme versatile, which is why I think he's attractive to do a Joe Judge type. I think the size, you know, someone like Joe Judge can see past a little bit more than potentially other personnel people, certainly more than Dave Gettleman, who loves his hog mollies, as we've talked about. Yeah, I mean, Hilliard just doesn't have a long track record, but, you know, he was a five-star recruit coming out of high school. And if all goes well for him, namely if he stays healthy, he's going to be, I mean, an absolute bargain down here. Now, it's a major caveat, but again, I think that's kind of what you should be looking for. And needless to say, the linebacking core could still use some help and certainly use some depth. So feel pretty good about that pick.
That is a good pick. And I was going to take that pick as well for my 201.
Oh.
But to make things interesting, I won't. Because there's another player who has the position I wanted, and his name is awesome.
I think
I know who I'm looking at.
I think I know who you're looking at.
Shaqatone.
Oh, not who I thought.
Oh, well, I don't know who you talk, because no one on my thing has a cool name, really, other than that guy. There's Puka Williams Jr. is kind of a cool name. I like Puka. But I'm going with Shaqatone. Shaqatone is an edge rusher on Penn State and actually gets very, very, very good reviews for somebody that's ranked this low in the draft. So he's a little bit small. He's 6'3", 252. He has a number of complementary rush moves, well-seasoned pass rusher. He's got some length, as you described before. And he's got four full seasons of being decent. He's a vet. He knows what he's doing. He's just a little bit undersized, but there's been plenty of guys who have bulked up for the NFL. I like this guy. And the reality is we're so late, he's probably not getting on the team anyway. But you got to take a chance on a guy named Shaqatone.
All right. I like it. I like the thought process. I pick 197 in between the Giants picks. I took for the Patriots, Jonathan Marshall.
Was that you?
Yeah, the CIA has finally found me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your patience while Will sorts out his alien invasion or whatever is going on over there. Seems as though he's being contacted by some UFO type party. So while he's doing that, I will let you guys know about Jonathan Marshall. Now, I got some practice doing this last week while Willis was incapacitated. Jonathan Marshall flies off the snap, comes off at a different pace from the rest of the Arkansas line, can sit low into his bull rush all the way into the QB's lap when he wants to, wins in a number of ways as a pass rusher with quicks, hands, and power. Quicks is not a noun, but we made it one. Oh, you're back?
I'm back. The investigation has concluded.
Okay. The last one's fun. He's a bowling ball on stunts and brings a wallop as a penetrator.
You want the wallop.
You want the wallop.
I've got our old friend here. Would you like to guess who it is, Zach?
An old friend at 201. Is it Khalil Herbert?
It's Malcolm Kuntz, baby.
Did we take him last week?
Yeah. Edge rusher from Buffalo who you think looks like a small child. Or the guy who looks very, very skinny. 6'3", 250 from Buffalo. Okay. You know, according to people who know much more about football than we do, he needs to put on a lot of weight, and then he will be basically just a straight-ahead pass rusher. Like, you bring him onto the field on third down, and he's just going for the quarterback, and that's basically what he does. Fine. If he can become that, works for me. I'm taking him here. This is a very low pick. That's plenty of upside if he can accomplish it.
I feel like it's been like the story of this draft for us is like, we need you to put on weight. Like every single player we've done.
Yeah. They're all skinny.
It's a skinny draft.
It's a skinny draft.
Okay. Now, am I even up again? I don't even know what we're doing now.
You've got at least pick 243. I've got 242.
Oh, I'm on 223.
Okay.
But I don't want to bore you guys. I don't know anybody down here. I don't really care who the Cardinals get at this point. I'm going with the best available athlete of David Moore, who's a guard on Grambling State. You know, it's very funny. Malcolm Kuntz drafted by the Patriots, 242. Now, 243, I'm up again as, once again, the Cardinals. And I am going to take center Drew Dahlman. Do you know why, Willis?
Is it because he went to Stanford?
Very close, but rather he was a Stanford Cardinal, and now he's going to the Cardinals.
Oh, like it. I like it.
That's it. Now they're up again. Sorry, I'm sorry that I'm doing this to you.
You've got a ton of picks.
Yeah. What are the Cardinals doing? Capitalizing on late draft picks. I'm going with Elijah Mitchell because it says he went to the Raging Cajuns. The Louisiana Raging Cajuns. That's just a really cool name. I didn't know that was an actual team.
that's all you need.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. That was it. That's my draft.
All right,
I've got a lot of A's in here.
Yeah, good. I've got one left. It's pick 242 for the Pats, and I'm going to go, wait for it, Puka Williams, baby.
Oh, I loved it. That was the one I said earlier with the cool name.
Yeah.
They gave Shakatoni an A-.
All right, I've got good news, bad news. Basically, all of my Giants picks are an A, somewhere in the A range, and all of my Pats picks are in the C's. But somehow they both get an overall B+, however that works out.
Yeah, I have a bunch of A's and a bunch of C's. I don't have any. I have one guy who got in the B range, and he's on Arizona.
Here's the thing, though. I will say this in our defense. The draft grades, as it kind of explains on the bottom, are just, did you get a player who should have gone higher at your pick? And that is not necessarily the best assessment of the quality of the pick.
No. I mean, they could try to compare it. Like, I would feel like it should be like if we took a sample of like 30 different mock drafts across 30 experts.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, like, did you pick above or below the average? And how far above or below did you pick it? If it's within, like, you know, one standard deviation, it's an A. If it's within two, it's a B. If it's in three, it's a C. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, you could put this together. You could write that code.
I could write the whole statistical analysis for it. I haven't used the word standard deviation in about 20 years, but it was fun to use it again.
You were a small child.
And by 20, I mean since 2008. So that was about 13 years ago.
I got to say really one scary thing from picking, and it seems like Arizona was like this too, but picking for both the Patriots and the Giants, I'm looking at, you know, it shows the little summary and it's got both teams' picks listed. So they switch picks, or they go back and forth for the first two rounds, right? Giants pick and then a Pats pick, and Giants pick, blah, blah, blah. Then the Giants pick at number 116. Then the Pats pick five times before the Giants pick again at 196, which is not the end of the world, but it's just a very vivid illustration of how much smarter New England is about draft equity than the Giants, because Dave Gettleman is just throwing picks willy-nilly in all sorts of places. And meanwhile, Belichick just gives himself, more and more chances at the lottery. Because the draft is a lottery, especially when you're down in the third, fourth, fifth round, who the hell knows? Just take as many tickets as you can get.
Yeah, I feel like that's Belichick's strategy always. He just, like, he finds those guys who are like, I also say a lot of it's him. Like, he just knows the system. Like, I feel like all Belichick needs is, like, he's the brain. Like, he, or like the guys that work for him are, like, and he trusts them, but he's not going to rely on somebody to win the game for him. He's going to have the strategy. He just needs the physical ability to execute that strategy. Like, he's like, I need a running back that weighs like 230. Just give me one of those guys and I will make it happen. You know what I mean? I know the play.
Any such person. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that weighs 230 that can put the ball in their hands and not fumble it and they can run, like, you know, this much in a 40, I know that they can run these 10 plays for me no problem. And I think that's just how I'm making that up, but, like, I think that's just how he thinks. And, like, that's why so many guys that go to him look great while they're on the Patriots. And they leave and, like, you know, they're not the same, because, like, it's just a different system. And his system, he just knows how to run it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of happy looking back at the picks I made. I feel like I didn't like it at first. And now I look at it, I went tight end, tackle, linebacker, safety, defensive line. That's it.
Yeah, I got tackle, wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, edge rusher.
I didn't take a receiver. I probably should have. That's one thing I didn't do.
I don't think it's as crucial. I mean, given who they brought in, you know.
And I guess I got a tight end who's kind of a receiver.
I mean, Kyle Pitts is incredible. If we get Kyle Pitts, I'm going out and buying the jersey that night.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
I don't think it's going to happen, Zach, but a man can dream.
I feel like I should have heard of this guy, but I surely have not. But apparently he's good.
Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. Incredible.
All right.
Zach, what else do we do?
That was a good second draft. I'm happy with our second draft.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't as fun as the first draft because we've done it before. We're at 59 minutes, so we could end pretty soon. We could do a quick, like, you know, 5-minute, 10-minute thing and then wrap it up, to be honest with you.
Well, I think we need to pour one out for our friend Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Big news. You told me about it. Why don't you deliver the news to the ones?
Our favorite player, maybe in the history of the show, Mr. Wayne Gallen. Is no longer a New York football Giant. He started with the Giants just as this show started with the Giants, 2017. It's a 4-year deal. It's up. And Wayne Gallman has officially signed with the Lower Silicon Valley 49ers. A Giant no more. Pour one out for Wayne, who honestly I think is very good and just never had a chance behind Saquon. I mean, he got a few chances because Saquon gets hurt all the time, but never had a chance to really establish himself as the number one back. I think he's going to be dope with the Niners. I think Kyle Shanahan is going to actually know what to do with him, which is more than could be said of many, many people who worked for the Giants. And I wish him the best, very genuinely. Wayne, you're a great running back. Well, I don't know about great. I'm confident that you are at least good. And I hope you can show that you're great.
Wayne Gallman was a stud running back on Clemson. He is underappreciated, underutilized, and underappreciated.
Yeah.
The three unders.
He's double underappreciated.
Double underappreciated.
Well, I don't know what else to say. We'll be rooting for him, obviously.
Yeah, so we've got the draft coming up. The NFL schedule gets released soon. We could do an episode on that, but we've actually already done it. This would just be like the order of the games.
Right.
And then the actual draft is coming up like next week, I think, right? Or 2 weeks?
A week from today, Thursday.
A week from today. We will be at the draft in person advising. Just kidding. We're not going to be anywhere.
Yeah, that is demonstrably untrue.
But we could do like a weekend show to recap the draft. We could do a next week show. I feel like we should do a weekend show if we're around.
Oh yeah, I think we recap.
Actually, I'm not going to be around that weekend. Actually,
all right, we'll do it the Monday after.
Today's Thursday, right? Like we could do a late. But I feel like right now is going to be like the first round, right? Like the first round usually goes until like 10 o'clock or the second round maybe. It'll be a Monday show. We'll do a Monday show. Monday yeah. After the draft recap.
Let's not make any promises about when this show's going to come out.
Yeah, just trust us. You'll like it. It'll be out.
And if you don't, do something else.
No, I actually just got my second dose of the coronavirus vaccine, so I'm taking a little mini weekend vacation next week to celebrate that.
I will text you all of the developments from my couch vis-a-vis the draft.
Oh, well, I'll be watching the draft. Oh, okay. I'll just be. Wait a second. I'll be watching the draft. I'll be watching it from my hotel room. Yeah, 100%. I'm just going to Florida for a little golf weekend. But I'm leaving on, it's going to be like a little extended, it'll be like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come back on Sunday. So that's all.
All right. Well, when the Giants pick up Trevor Lawrence and Kyle Pitts, well, we will be in communication.
We will be in communication.
All right, Zach, do we call it a day?
I think you should tell everybody about the review on iTunes.
Yeah, please do that. 5 stars only. Anything less, don't bother. Do something else with your life. Send us an email, hello@inconvenientbluth.com. And you can find us on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. Just look for Inconvenient Bluth. We're the only Inconvenient Bluth. I'm 100% sure that is true. Our introductory theme music is composed, as always, by Kevin MacLeod. You can find more of his work at incompetech.com or the Creative Commons license that we use for his music, inconvenientbluth.com/credits. Zach, bring us home.
You forgot to mention the Attribution 3.0 license, which is critical in the credits.
Well, you can find that on inconvenientbluth.com/credits so that I don't have to say it all.
Oh, mm-hmm. Perfect. Check out that site. It's a great site.
It's a great site.
It's a really good site, actually.
Yeah, lots of credits.
There's a bio about both of us. You can see one of our faces. Mm-hmm. The other face is there, but it's facing the other direction. But you can kind of see the back of the face.
Oh, development, Zach. I'm getting some new pictures in the relatively near future. So,
you're going to put multiple pictures on, or you're saying you're going to get multiple pictures? You're going to choose one of them for the site?
I have to get pictures taken for various other reasons, and one of them may be added to the Inconvenient Bluth site. I'll think about it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. I like the one of you right now. It just shows how invested in the game you are.
Mm-hmm. I can't be bothered to look at the camera.
Exactly. That's how much of a fan Willis is. All right. We've tried a lot of taglines. We're still unclear which season we're in right now. So I'll leave you with this. We wish you an inconvenient